It's our favorite Sunday of the year, Selection Sunday. I'm John Johnson, and your football playoff primer is next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Sunday evening at 7 on Fox Sports Detroit, the qualifiers and first-round pairings for the 2013 MHSAA football playoffs will be announced in a 60-minute program. This is the 15th year of the 256-team, 5-week, 11-player football tournament and the third year of the 16-team, 4-week, 8-player playoffs. So to get you ready for your journey to the finals, here's a rundown on how teams make the tournament and how they're placed in the brackets. The majority of the teams in the 11-player field will be those winning 6 or more games playing 9-game schedules, and those with 5 or more wins playing 8 or 7-game schedules. Heading into this weekend's action, 177 schools had already qualified by win total, and another 86 schools were just one win away. Of those 86 schools, a dozen go head-to-head this weekend. So you could say our working number of qualifiers is 183, and there's 74 schools a win away. And for you number crunchers out there, about 25% of those schools a win away are playing opponents this weekend with 7-1 or better records. Waiting in the wings are another 73 schools at 4-4 who are hoping to be in that group of teams that finish 5-4 and score a playoff berth. Since 1999, there's been an average of 241 automatic qualifiers each year. That number has been as low as 234 in 2011 and 2009, and as high as 251 in 2007. Over the last 5 years, the average of automatic qualifiers has been 236 schools. Once the qualifiers by win total are determined, the playoff field is filled out with those teams with 5-4, 4-3, and 4-4 records with the highest playoff point averages, which are added proportionately from classes A, B, C, D into the field. For example, if we needed 8 teams to get to 256, then 2 teams from each class A, B, C, D would be added. If it's an odd number, you just add in A, B, C, D order until the field is filled. Now, once the field is set at 256, the schools are ranked by enrollment, and break lines are drawn every 32 schools to create the 8 divisions. The 32 schools in each division are then placed on their own maps and drawn into districts of 4, and then those districts are paired to create 4 regions of 8 teams each. Within districts, the team with the highest playoff average hosts the 4th place team, and the 2nd place team will host the 3rd place team in the first round. For the first 3 weeks of the playoffs, the team in a pairing with the highest playoff point average will host, regardless of the distance between the two schools. Semifinals, the weekend before Thanksgiving, will be played at prearranged sites. The third annual 8-player tournament will take the top 16 schools by playoff average, divide them into 2 regions of 8, and then districts of 4 teams. That 4-week playdown concludes on November 22nd, a primetime championship game that can be seen on Fox Sports Detroit. Fox Sports Detroit will also provide live prep zone coverage of 4 games the first 4 weeks of the playoffs on the FoxSportsDetroit.com website. So tune in Sunday night at 7 for the Selection Sunday show on Fox Sports Detroit, and when the show is over at 8, you can view all of the qualifiers and pairings on the MHSAA website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.